little bit of Ray. The best bits.
I was staying in a hotel last weekend, actually. Stayed in the Ice House Hotel in Ballinan, County. Yeah, I know, right. No ice. Well, they had, right. Yeah, they had ice in the freezer, and I suppose at the bar, if you ask for a bucket of ice, I'm sure they'd look after you. But like it's quite well. It's an old building,
brick and mortar, is it?
Well, it's quite well insulated, and they've got radiators and whatnot, and it's warm and I mean, at night, we didn't feel any sort of a chill.
I think I understand what you're saying.
We didn't have to wear any extra layers or anything. And we stayed in the hotel last weekend, and we did our usual thing, checking out. 5 minutes after you're supposed to check out, you know, the whole kind of, well, you come on, the key card has stopped working, you know, when the key card is no longer working, it's been deactivated because you're supposed to have checked out at 12. Will you come on, just Jesus,
who does the final sweep of the room for you?
Why are we still here? it's funny, we both do a sweep thinking the other has not done the sweep. Do you know that thing of like, and then you're just trundling, you're just pulling the bags out the door. And you're like, actually, do you know what? I didn't do that. And you go in and you just grab the duvet or the quilt.
In what, can I just ask a question? In what other scenario, when you're at home or anywhere else, do you think all of your belongings are somehow wrapped up in the duvet?
They're in the
and
bed.
Yet in a hotel, shake the duvet.
Do you know what we have to do? We have to go in and shake that duvet just in case. So I just run in. So she's standing outside in the hall, holding the door open because we can't, because the key card isn't working. Run in, shake the duvet. Come on, give it a good shake there. No, there's nothing. Is it all right? Was it okay? Yeah. And actually, while we're at it, I'll take the cushions that have been on the floor for our entire weekend.
Too many cushions in a hotel.
Well, you don't need pillows. I'll leave the pillows on the bed, but the cushions have been on the floor the entire weekend. I'll take them and put them up on the bed as well. And that weird throw thing that they put on, you know, the kind of...
It's too warm for your feet. Why would you have it over your feet?
Well, it's not a blanket either.
No.
It's made out of some sort of material that is completely impractical.
Cop on, guys.
That's been lying on the floor all weekend as well. But, you know, I don't want to appear rude to the people making up the room. So what I'll do is I'll put that up on the bed as well, out of respect. So we've done the whole sweep. The sweep is done. The sweep is accomplished. Get in the car, go back home, spend a day at home, and then think, where's that thing? Where's the thing that I...
Do you have my charger?
Where's... You know my charger? No, not the charger itself. The charging cable. Why is it I can't stay in a hotel without leaving something behind, even when doing the sweep? So on Wednesday, I had to ring the Ice House. And I said, hiya, I was staying in such and such room. I left something behind. And they said, was it your pills? Was it your drugs?
Okay.
I said, yeah, it was my drugs. It was in a little pill box. White pills. I left them there. She said, yeah, they're here, all right. I'll post them up to you. I said, thanks very much. And my drugs, thanks to the Ice House Hotel in Ballina, I got my drugs again this morning.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Little did they realise, actually, and I didn't tell them, they were sending Class A narcotics
right
through the post. So they can be done for that, I'm sure. But I got my fix now, and I can get back to normal. No, sadly, it was hair loss pills. They're my stop going bald drugs I gave. But I probably should have clarified for her, because she could be telling anyone. Jesus, Ray Foley, the amount of drugs I had to send in the post up to Dublin to him.
Disappointing if you find a bottle of pills and they turn out to be hair loss.
It's just hair loss.
It's not what you want.
Just the hair loss. It's like, you know, you'd be hoping for like a stash of something wild.
What's the resale value on these hair loss pills?
This is
the black market.
Wouldn't you love kind of it for this story to show up on a tabloid? Like Ray Foley's drugs hell. Someone close to Ray Foley in a hotel he stayed in recently said that he loads of drugs with him. But it's just hair, you know, when you're...
Come here, can you get me some of those hair loss pills?
I'll tell you what, I can give you your first dose,
right?
But after that, then I'm going to have to start charging you. I can post it to you. Actually, do you know what I'll do? I'll come over to your house and I'll leave it in your bedroom, somewhere in the duvet.
In the duvet.
In the duvet. And you're going to have to shake that out and find it for yourself. Yeah, hair loss. But, you know, it's nothing more middle-aged or less rock and roll than asking the hotel to post you your hair loss pills. Yeah, it arrived in the Jiffy envelope. Here's the other thing, the Jiffy envelopes. Can we talk about that as well?
Do we have to? Okay.
Ripping open a Jiffy envelope, it goes. What is the stuff that they put in Jiffy?
It's like fiberglass stuff, isn't it?
It's absolutely ridiculous. Can we less of that, please? Less of the Class A drugs, more of the hair loss drugs, and less of the Jiffy packets that go all over the place.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!